This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This portion, you know what? Coming to you live. Folks, this is what live radio is all about. It's getting to hear me make the mistake, grammatically, whatever it is. Getting out of my place, whatever. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Trust me, any parts you buy from them are designed to go together so much better than anything else that you've ever found. Plus, it works better than my last rejoinder. But I digress. Now, for people who absolutely believe in gun control, those who believe in that, they live in a fantasy world. Place no more real than unicorns that, you know, have Skittles for waste, winged fairies and dope-smoking caterpillars. Pretending Alice in Wonderland is true doesn't make it reality. So let's look at some of the most common gun control fables. Okay? Number one, the world would be better without firearms. I saw this theme somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it. The writer came from the 1960s counterculture, which I did too. As much counterculture. I was alive and growing up in the 60s. So, but this guy was a dope-smoking peace, love, and harmony generation. You could hear the young blood singing Get Together while I was reading his little simple-minded missive. There was a time without firearms. We call it the Dark Ages. In those days, strong young men freely ran roughshod over the weak, the young and the elderly. Back then, men took what they wanted from women, and the lone person lived at the mercy of the gang. It was a time of superstitions beating science, barbarism over civility. Few intelligent people today would want to return to the Dark Ages, and for good reason. The next fable is that the police will protect you. Tell that to the parents of these dead kids at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Tell that. Well, let's not. You know, it's, well, that's about the best example there is. Yes, law enforcement generally does try hard to protect and serve, but the simple fact is they can't be everywhere all the time. The rampage killers know this. Cops are minutes away. Or you can have protection in the palm of your hand in the form of a firearm that is a great equalizer. And even if they are present, they may not protect you from evil. Sometimes they might wait outside, like the Pulse nightclub fiasco, where police waited outside for hours before storming the club. And Columbine. And now the Parkland school massacre. And, you know, to be honest, the guys were standing guard at the Pulse nightclub. Guy got into the nightclub and then barricaded his way in. In Columbine, Klebold and Harris distracted the resource officers, detonated an explosion off in a field that they ran to, and then chained the door shut. So, you know, even with them present, can still have a bad time. Another one is another fable is you're safer in a gun-free zone. This is where you're going to notice the burning marijuana smell stronger than on those that don't repeat this fantasy. Never mind that 94% of massacres have occurred in gun-free zones. Getting out there and having that magical spell occurring, that can that can be hazardous for your health. Spree killers who survive have admitted to seeking out gun-free zones to avoid armed resistance. Those losers want to victimize the helpless. If you believe a paper sign will protect you from someone willing to kill you, then you might be high as a kite. I've often wondered about that whole gun-free zone thing. Here in my state of South Carolina, if they have the gun-free zone sign up in a restaurant, if this restaurant is connected to any other building physically, and every entrance and exit there does not have that same sign, then that sign is invalidated. And most of them don't have that sign all over the place. So legally, here in South Carolina, the signs carry the weight of the law. So legally, I can carry into those places. Although I have never heard of somebody, I don't know if the crooks know this or not. So anyway, the next one is concealed carry equals blood in the streets. Well, they love to repeat that cliche. And maybe that's true in the world where the leprechauns guard pots of gold at the feet of the rainbows. But in the real world, it's not happening. And the concealed carry holder is actually the most law-abiding. In the state of Florida, concealed carry holders are 6-7 times less likely to be involved in an illegal violent act than police officers. Furthermore, in states where teachers and armed staff have been allowed in schools, there have been few injuries and zero deaths from accidents. And those states have not suffered any school shootings. Everywhere concealed carry is allowed, experiences a drop in crime. Whether Alice the Snowflake wants to believe it or not, the facts are the facts. Good guys carrying guns does not result in blood in the streets. This is one of my favorites. The Second Amendment is outdated. Well, the framers of our Constitution were afraid of tyranny and excesses of central government. They recognized that citizens had the right to bear arms to resist tyranny. Has mankind and the central governments approved since 1791, such as that the founders' fears are unjustified? I don't know. Ask people that existed in the time in the countries of Stalin or Hitler, Mao Zedong or Pol Pot. They killed 100 million people combined in the last century. The Rwandan government watched as savages butchered a million of its own citizens with machetes. And it's a lot easier to load us into boxcars when we've been disarmed. So denying reality has no survival value, and it's not going to make anybody safer. You can choose to live in a child's world of make-believe. But the facts, the sobering facts, are what should be considered. And intelligent people consider facts. They make decisions based upon facts, not upon hearsay, not upon fiction, not upon feelings, purely fact. That, and what I'm describing is a very rational person. I try to be a very rational person. I don't always succeed, but you know. The fables of gun control. Gun control stops nothing. They stop no crime. Laws should be either to deter crime or to punish crime or to stop crime. The gun control laws only stop the law-abiding because they're the only ones that are going to follow them. So as the laws ratchet up and become more and more ridiculous, the people become less and less capable. Ask the people of California. Ask the people of New Jersey. Figure it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Okay, I want you to stick with me on this, okay? If elements of Antifa ever decide to leave their safe havens, okay? Portland, that's a safe haven. Berkeley, that's a safe haven. I don't know if, has Antifa operated in Baltimore? I know when there was a riot there in Baltimore, they gave them room to destroy. Anyway, if they ever leave these blue cities and they decide to venture out into the rest of the country, well, that's going to get awfully ugly awfully quick, okay? And let me explain to you how this is going to go. They will come out and they will run roughshod for a day or so, and then if the police don't do something about it, the citizens will. And it will basically be the snow shovels versus the snowflakes. All right? And the snowflakes are going to get their clocks cleaned. Then media is going to pick this up, and they're going to call these things, despite what they may see or anything, they're going to call these things peaceful protests, and they're going to demand legislation. The fight will intensify. The legislative fight will intensify. So I say that, and let me give you the precursor that I see as something that might actually make this a thing. Nancy Pelosi absolutely failed to corral the horsewomen of the Democrat apocalypse, and that is worrisome. This is a signal of an unraveling of politics as usual. The squad, Cortez, Omar, Tlaib, Presley, they've all but told the House Speaker to take a hike. They've created their own agenda, and it's become clear they don't take orders from the Democrat leadership. They will answer for this in a lot of cases. I think Ocasio-Cortez, the likelihood that she gets reelected is going down with each and every day. Not so sure about Ilhan Omar, not so sure about the other three, but I mean, as far as effect, leftist effect, Ocasio-Cortez has shown what she's got, and, you know, she costs a lot of jobs. So in her district, she's facing challenges. At this point, Pelosi has tolerated their collective insolence, but with the 2020 election on the horizon and much at stake, her weak admonishments and ineffective posturing hasn't prevented any of the horsewomen from defying her. So the Speaker of the House no longer has control of her caucus. This is dangerous ground, and not what's required on the precipice of a presidential election in order for the Democrats to gain control of the White House and maintain control of the House of the Representatives. Her weakness has easily provided Trump with campaign fodder, as if he didn't already have a bunch of it. First of all, the horsewomen are blatantly anti-American, always on full display, and Trump has seized upon that. He's pointed it out. He's going to continue to point it out. He's going to point out how ineffective Pelosi is with it. Pelosi's job, Schumer's job, and whoever the nominee is out of the clown car, they're going to have to convince Democrats to ignore the theatrics and stay the course. Because most of your Democratic voters are not leftists in a lot of cases. So right now, polling in double-digit favorability, the party stalwarts like Biden and Warren are engaged in an unusual battle at this stage of the contest. In lieu of a really adversarial campaign against the incumbent in the White House, they're now tasked with building unity in a very tumultuous time of vastly differing political factions within their own party. This is no longer the Democrats versus the Republicans. The Democrats have been broken into splinter groups. You got full-throated Marxists out there right now whose goal is to destroy capitalism and wreak havoc on the United States by whatever means necessary. And they're calling themselves the Justice Democrats, as in social justice. And they're responsible for the election of Ocasio-Cortez, and they're already working on the slate of openly Marxist candidates for the 2020 House and Senate races. Still predominant, but not really, you know, driving any excitement, is the dying breed of the Democrats of yore, who simply want to take back the White House for the sake of regaining power, because, making Trump a one-term president. That would be great for them. The remaining fence-sitting Democrats, excluding those who haven't walked away, are divided, despondent, and confused. They aren't Marxist by any measure, and they're not convinced that either Biden or Warren, and most certainly none of the other 22 clowns on the candidate card, have any chance of beating Trump, which leaves the independent voters up for grabs. Right now, as the Democrats in name only lurch further left on the political spectrum, what used to be considered liberalism, the number of independent voters has grown exponentially. You got disenfranchised Democrats, in addition to the forever never Trump crowd that make up the mix, and it's a collection of very odd bedfellows, and no doubt about it. But nonetheless, these voters go to the polls, and they're going to make a difference in the 2020 election. They're not to be ignored nor dismissed, and they are paying attention. They're listening carefully, wary. They're very wary of candidates who want open borders. They're wary of candidates who want the elimination of the Border Patrol and ICE. They're not on board with more government overreach programs like Medicare for All, including doling out free health care to the 20 million plus illegal immigrants in this country, the aliens, and they're opposed to monetary reparations paid to descendants of former slaves, free college tuition, and forgiveness of college student loans. They may all have one thing in common. They may all hate Trump, but they have one question. How do we pay for all of this generosity? Now, Biden and Warren have promised to significantly raise taxes, and the Marxist miscreants promise anarchy. They don't really know what they want, though. They think they want anarchy. Anarchy would be a very bloody thing for them. But I'll go ahead and say it out loud. I thought that Trump won in a landslide electorally in 2016. I think it's going to be worse in 2020. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday at the White House telling reporters that he's losing patience with Iran.
They disrespected the United States. They shouldn't have done that. That was a big mistake. One of the best things I've done is terminate that ridiculous deal. If they want to make a deal, it's frankly getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran.
The president was referring to the 2015 nuclear agreement. Puerto Rico's governor says he will not seek re-election next year after a week of protests. Richard Rosello says he hears what the protesters are saying.
I will continue to make my decisions and work with the people of Puerto Rico. I've left every ounce of heart, everything that I've done so that we can recover properly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the White House and congressional leaders have announced they've reached a deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A controversial two-day public health summit was held near Seattle, and it's a beautiful example of the one-sided approach towards solving the nation's so-called gun violence epidemic dilemma, because the discussion over two evening sessions failed to include important representation from specialists on gun safety. Like gun owners and representatives from any firearms rights group. Elsewhere around the country, whenever the news media reports on the gun issue, almost invariably, gun control groups are labeled as gun safety advocates, while the Second Amendment community is referred to as the gun lobby. So this justifies the exclusion of gun rights from discussions, or gun owners, from discussions that ultimately affect their rights. And making guns a public health issue has become a cornerstone of the gun prohibition crusade on the national and state levels. What's currently happening in Seattle is a microcosm. Now, as noted by the West Seattle Herald, summit held over the course of two evening sessions in White Center, a suburban community immediately south of Seattle, saw representatives from the King County Department of Public Health, Harborview Medical Center, Seattle Children's Hospital, the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, Moms Demand Action, and community leaders working with youth, gun violence survivors, and elected officials from King County, Seattle, and surrounding communities. Missing from the agenda were certified firearms instructors, gun dealers, range operators, representatives from groups like Second Amendment Foundation, Washington State is their home, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Washington State is their home, the NRA, they've got a representative there. The gun rights people coming out of Washington. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night I'm going to have guys, the guys from Arrow Precision on the show to discuss what's going on there. But, you know, I digress. The gun rights activists were suspicious because the national headquarters were located just a few miles away in the city of Bellevue. And there are at least two popular indoor shooting ranges and gun stores with the, you know, biking, walking distance to the summit location. Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation said, this isn't about public health. This is all about politics. See, Seattle, which carries my weekend show, as a matter of fact, has become a hotbed of gun prohibition politics over the past 5 years, largely funded by wealthy anti-gunners who, according to the Second Amendment activists, have weaponized their wealth in an effort to turn the right to bear arms into a tightly regulated privilege. Interestingly, in what I would term as a diabolical move, the King County Board of Health organized the event. Gottlieb said they're also trying to make gun ownership a communicable disease, and it's really kind of stupid. Now, the Second Amendment Foundation recently launched a national campaign to end gun-free zones. They not only raised the hackles of the Seattle-based Alliance for Gun Responsibility, but served notice to anti-gunners across the map that just because the NRA currently appears to be in disarray, the gun rights movement remains aggressive. And they are intending to maintain some momentum. So according to the Health Board's website, this is what we get from them. In the absence of federal and state action on common sense gun safety laws, King County must take action to protect our residents from gun violence. Much of this work must include shedding light on the impact firearms have on the health and safety of King County residents while taking steps to limit their impact. Their agenda includes these items. Require disclosure of information on health risks related to firearms. At retail locations, signs will be posted at entrances and where firearms are sold. At ranges, they will be posted at the entrance and where used. They will be available in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Russian, Somali, Chinese, Korean, Ukrainian, Amharic, and Punjabi on the Public Health, Seattle, and King County website. What are they going to say? How big are these things going to be? They're going to require gun owners to securely store firearms and ammunition at all times on all premises. There's no definition of that storage in the plan. They want to work with youth and young adults to assess and provide recommendations for reducing gun violence that they experience. They want to require that the King County Sheriff's Office destroy working forfeited weapons, including those that have been turned in by owners. And they want to establish a work group tasked with developing a gun safety and gun violence prevention strategy based on proven public health models. That should be a quick job because there's been none. Now, this is spearheaded by King County Councilman Joe McDermott, a former state legislator and one-time congressional candidate who hearts him some gun control. When he ran to succeed Jim McDermott, his campaign literature included this statement. For too long, politicians in Washington, D.C. have kowtowed to the NRA. It's past time that we pass tough background checks, ban military-style assault weapons plaguing our communities, and once for and for all hold gun manufacturers liable for the over 30,000 deaths that they cause in our country every year. So when McDermott recently asserted to the Seattle Times that he had no legislative goals. Rights advocates, including Gottlieb, well, they were sort of crazy over that one. They were incredulous over that one. The County Health Board's website offers action plan goals, too, and this statement. We expect and demand that the legislature use their power to save lives or at least get out of the way and give us the local control to do it ourselves. If and when the state preemption law is repealed by the Washington State Legislature, the King County Gun Safety Action Plan will immediately move to ban the sale and possession of semi-automatic high-velocity weapons, ban the sale and possession of high-capacity ammunition magazines, raise the age to 21 for all firearm purchases and possession, establish a waiting period before taking possession of a firearm after purchase, require firearm safety training before taking possession of a firearm after purchase. Haven't you heard that wish list before? Well, they have, because that was what was pushed by the Democrats in Olympia. So high on that list is to repeal state preemption, which has been on the law, been the law in Washington for 35 years. And that statute has served as a model, followed by other states in crafting their own preemption law. Anti-gunners really want to strike that down, so they're going to have their own little gun-free fights. Do what they want to do in the cities of a state where gun ownership is strong, what these states have done in these regions like California next to Arizona, Nevada, you know, where gun ownership is really strong in Arizona, Nevada, but not so much in California. They want to be their own little islands of gun-free zone stupidity. Got to get Alan back on the show tomorrow. I'll have the guys from Aero Precision out of Washington State to talk about it, too. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. They'll be here tomorrow night. The Democrats on the clown car that are running for the White House are full of, well, I guess ideas. Not good ones, but they've got ideas. Now, even though Eric Swalwell has decided to go back and just be a regular run-of-the-mill, loudmouth, you know, representative in the House, there's still some that are in there. U.S. Senator Kamala Willie Brown side chick Harris has doubled down in a tweet on her threat to use executive action to force gun control if Congress doesn't send her the bills she likes, should she be elected. Senator Harris announced that during a CNN town hall earlier this year that she would give Congress 100 days to send her gun control legislation that would include mandatory background checks for anyone who transfers more than five guns and a ban on modern sporting rifles and standard capacity magazines. She also promised to revoke FFLs for any retailer who breaks the law, but didn't explain if that meant an administrative record-keeping error or those who willingly and knowingly sell firearms to a prohibited person, which is an exceedingly rare event. She would also fine them $500,000 for violations of the law. The transfer of more than five guns, I guess, I mean, I get more than five guns a year. Don't you? Some of you do. That's California dreaming. Then coming out of the Garden State, Spartacus Booker, he didn't want to be left out of the gladiatorial arena of gun control politics and ideas. He's again calling for the federal gun licensing program. So this would mean that every American who wanted to exercise their gun rights would need to obtain or excuse me, attain permission from the federal government and pay a fee to exercise that right. He would also limit the number of handguns a person could buy each month and require non-existent and technically impossible micro-stamping in firearms. He would also require universal background checks and ban modern sporting rifles and standard capacity magazines. This almost sounds like the gun control version of a partridge in a pear tree, doesn't it? Then the state of mind coming out of New York's Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She debuted her gun control platform, you know, the one she didn't have when she got elected the first time around, which includes a ban on modern sporting rifles, which she labels as weapons of war. She would also repeal the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which keeps frivolous lawsuits from harassing manufacturers by blaming them for the crimes that are committed by individuals. She would repeal the Tyhard Amendment, which limits access to law enforcement sensitive firearms trace data to just law enforcement. This restriction of wide open access is supported by the ATF and the Fraternal Order Police, but even former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly opposes the release of firearms trace data because it interferes with ongoing investigations and it doesn't provide an accurate picture of how criminals get guns. Lawyers for gun control groups want access to the data so they can again use it as a substitute for actual evidence in lawsuits against members of the industry, just like they did before Congress passed the Tyhard Amendment to protect law enforcement. Do you notice the common denominator in all of these laws that they intend to bring about, all of these laws? I do. None of them address criminals. None of them address criminal misuse of firearms. None of them address initiatives that would make the public safer. Instead, they're looking to limit and outright eliminate the ability of a law-abiding American to purchase a gun of their choice. And that's a right protected by the Second Amendment. Also, you know, some of this stuff, Kamala Harris, she can't do executive orders to ban anything. She can't do it. No president can do it. An executive order, an executive action, can only reinforce or add more oomph to an existing law. She cannot get out there and make a law. She can't get out there and you know, say, well, I want to restart the assault weapon ban. She can't do that. So right now, she's just out and out lying, which is, you know, a typical Democrat trait. Oh, these guys. Now, Cory Booker is a Democratic presidential candidate, so we really shouldn't expect him to speak the truth at all. I mean, it would be nice if he didn't completely ignore reality, though. Coming from Twitter, he goes, "Gun violence is the second highest cause of death among young people. But it doesn't need to be this way. We can save lives by implementing common sense measures like my proposal for gun licensing. Because if you need a license to drive a car, you should need one to own a gun." Well, so I guess everybody that's driving a car today has a license. Because you need a license to drive a gun. Right? I mean, that's got to be the way it is. But that being said, the study that he's referencing has already been debunked over at Breitbart, A.W.R. Hawkins, who I finally got to meet at SHOT Show. He wrote, "He did not mention Illinois requires all gun owners to be licensed, yet Chicago witnessed at least 41 people shot between July 12th and 14th. 66 were shot over the 4th of July weekend, and 56 were shot during the last weekend in June 2019. Moreover, Booker consistently references gun crime in Newark, New Jersey, in hopes of proving more gun control is needed. He does not mention that New Jersey licenses gun owners. So in other words, New Jersey does exactly what he claims will save lives, yet the violence continues. Yeah. Yeah. He's making a point there. Further, a study by the ATF found that 93% of all guns used in crime were obtained illegally, which meshes with a Department of Justice study that found that most criminals obtain their guns on the black market. They also found that most who don't get them on the black market obtain them through some other illegal means. So I would hope that Spartacus could explain to me just how in the hell licensing would stem the tide of gun violence when it hasn't so far, when the criminals aren't buying into the system within an illegal system, that by definition won't adhere to new gun control laws. I would love to hear that explanation. He's not talking about reality. He's talking in the language of a candidate who will say anything to increase his share of the Democratic base at the expense of his opponents. And gun licensing doesn't do anything except make life more difficult for the law-abiding citizen who's trying to buy a gun. It doesn't stop criminals or other illicitly trained firearms from getting stolen guns or other illicitly trained firearms with one another. So, but some people think that's Booker's goal. They think he wants to empower the criminals at the expense of the law-abiding citizens. Maybe. I am convinced that they like gun control to cause death. But anyway. Back again in 21 hours between now and then, please, if you will, be so kind as to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.